Okay.
Thank you, Tara. Hey, Doug, this is Gail. How are you doing this afternoon?
Hey, Gail, I'm good. Thanks for asking.
Good, good. Glad to hear it. So it sounds like you and Tara were chatting about the first paid listing we had available on Google today. She actually had me come in toward the tail end of the conversation, but she wanted me to talk to you about details. So I'll walk you through how everything works, answer any questions you have, get pricing for you. And then if everything makes sense for you and it makes sense for us, we'll move forward and get you on that listing today. Fair enough, Doug?
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, awesome. And I have to tell you, it's a pleasure to talk to a home inspector. I live in Colorado, and my husband is a home inspector. So,
oh, good.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and he actually, he uses our services. He's got two companies, two different cities, and we set him up. So I was excited when Tara said she had a home inspector I could talk to. Because I'm very familiar, and I'd love to help you. So now Tara had noted you just put a website up not long ago. So I went and looked at that. It looks great. You did a nice job.
Yeah, it still needs a little bit of fine-tuning, but it looks okay.
Yeah, it does. Well, and, you know, something for you to keep in mind, too. One of the things that we can do that will actually really help amplify your visibility is we could rebuild it for you if you'd like. We don't charge for it, so there would be no cost to you. And in doing that, we could make it Google compliant at the same time. So we would still use the same photos that you have, still use your logo. You'd still be in charge of the look and feel of the site. It would really be the back-end programming that's going to be different. And that's, it's way, way back end where our techs live. So that's something to keep in mind for you too. But it looks good the way it is. I like it. I love your logo.
All right, thanks.
You bet. You bet. So before I jump in any deeper, do you have any questions so far, Doug, aside from pricing?
So if you guys decide to build the site, will I be able to go in and make changes myself if I need to? Like to the appearance or ad pictures or, you know, anything like that? Reviews?
Yep, you certainly will. You certainly will. So, and if you don't have time to deal with it, we can do it for you. We don't charge for the maintenance either. So certainly that's an option. But yes, you can go in and change it yourself anytime you want. So, What we've got is it's an online reporting and dashboards system. So you can log in anytime in real time, and you'll be able to see how many clicks and calls you're getting, as well as where those searches were performed from. And then, of course, you can make changes to your website, too. But we want you to be able to see all of that data. So one of the first things that we'll do, Doug, is we'll close off the Bonita Springs area for the category of home inspections / home inspector, all one in the same. And we close that off for a 50-mile radius around you. So what that means for you is in that 50-mile radius, we'll never be working with or promoting any of your competitors to the first page. So Beam to Block is the only company that we'll be working with and placing on first page. Making sense so far?
Yeah. Sure, yeah.
Okay, awesome. And then the next thing we do is we do the programming that's necessary so that you appear right in the map section on that first page. So when someone is searching for your services, they find you right there in the map, and they just click and call you directly. And as far as service listings, what I would do, and actually it was the same thing I did for my husband, we pulled out all the ancillary services that he offers to. For example, do you do radon testing, mold?
Not at the moment, but I do plan on getting into some radon testing in the future. I have my certification to do radon testing.
Awesome.
I do indoor air quality testing, you know, mold testing. I do wood destroying organism inspections, and there's a couple different kind of inspections. So we do in Florida, we do 4-point inspections and wind mitigation inspections in addition to those are for like insurance.
Gotcha. All right. And definitely I recommend a company called Rattlink. I think there are only a couple of companies in the country, but for your
essentially yeah, that's what I used in the past. That's what that's what I was planning actually, yeah.
They've been fantastic. And, you know, doing the radon has been so lucrative for my husband. He gets calls sometimes just for the radon because there aren't that many inspectors that do radon testing, believe it or not. So, yeah, absolutely. That's cool. Very cool. And you're already ahead of the game. You got your certifications. So, perfect. So what we'll do then, Doug, is we'll use mold testing, air quality testing, four-point inspections. We'll use all of those as keywords so that when someone's looking for any of the side services, you still pop up in the map. And then, like I mentioned, they just click and call you directly. We don't filter or screen those calls. We don't charge for them. Clicks, leads, calls are unlimited. And our job is getting them to you, and then you do business in the manner that you do business. There's no set number of jobs you need to take or leads or, you know, a lot of our clients will use the service to kind of cherry pick the jobs that they want. So, Doug, how much business are you looking to bring in at this point? A little, a lot?
Yeah, a lot, as much as possible.
Okay, awesome, awesome. Well, I speak from experience. It'll definitely get your phones ringing. No doubt about that. So one thing I was going to look, have you done a Google business profile yet or sent in for it yet?
No, not for home inspection.
Okay, no worries. That's something we'll get going for you. The Google business profile, you sounded like you knew what it was. I'm sure you've probably seen it, right?
Yeah, I think I used to be a DJ and I had a DJ website, and I think I had to do that for my DJ website.
Perfect.
Something in the mail, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So we'll get that started for you. We don't charge for that. It's such an important component. Because everything else is tied to that. We'll link your website to it. We'll link Facebook to it. Of course, your Google reviews are stored there. And you've got great reviews so far. So if you're doing all right on Angie's, what was that? What was that, Doug?
On Angie's? No.
Yeah, oh. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
It's okay.
Oh, go ahead.
All right.
So I was going to say, if you're doing okay on Angie's, you're going to do great on the first page of Google. And because they're all going straight to you, so you're not hunting them down, they're hunting you down. And quite often, they call right in the moment, like standing there with their realtor looking at the house, getting ready to make an offer. They're staring at it. And so it sounds like you can take on a lot more business, you said.
Yeah.
Okay, good. And by the way, how is the Angie's and Home Advisor working for you?
It's been working a lot better than I thought it would. It's been working pretty decent. I mean, I was kind of skeptical about them because I had tried using them in the past and it was in their Home Advisor and it was not good at all.
Wow.
So I was reluctant to sign up with AngieList, actually, but it's been good. I've been getting some really nice leads from them so far.
That's awesome.
It's not super consistent. You know, sometimes it's weird. Sometimes it's like I can't get a hold of the person or something, but it's been okay. Yeah, it's definitely bringing me business.
Wow. Glad to hear it. Glad to hear it. And, you know, I just thought of something else I did want to look at for you. We don't have it available here. Have you heard of a program called Google Guaranteed?
No.
Okay. I'm going to take a look and see if it's available. So it's a relatively new program, and it's not available in every area or for every category. It actually looks like it is available for Bonita Springs. So Google built it to be better than the Angie's and Home Advisor service in that they're guaranteeing your work to the consumer and telling the consumer that we've vetted you, we've checked your insurance, we've checked your background, everything. We're backing you 100%. This is who you should use. And the leads go exclusively to you, so they don't go out to other home inspectors in the area. They stay strictly with you. And any leads that aren't valid, you get credited back. You don't pay for them. So a valid lead is one that you do an estimate for, or you go out and do a site visit. In your case, it'd be a home inspection. Anything else, and if it's outside of your service area, or if they call about radon and you don't have radon yet, things like that are considered an invalid lead, so you don't pay for them. Are you interested in looking at another pay-per-lead program, or should we just stick with the MAP section for now?
Well, I'll take a look at it.
Okay, all right. So let me see. It looks like leads are at $32 each for home inspection. I don't know what they are over on Andy's. Let me see what Google's minimum monthly is. So it looks like their minimum monthly ad spend would be at $557. Now, if you don't use, and that would net you about 13 new guaranteed leads each month. Now, if you don't use all of them, maybe it's a slow month and you just don't get that many calls. Instead of the next month owing the full $557 in ad buy, you'd only owe the portion that you used the month before. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. So they do have a couple of prerequisites. One is, are you licensed and insured?
Yes.
Awesome. And then any face-to-face employees would have to go through a background check. Is that something that you're comfortable with?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, awesome. Well, you definitely do qualify. So the process takes about 4 to 8 weeks. There's a one-time application fee and a one-time setup fee. They're non-refundable. Those, of course, get the application through to Google. So the application fee is a one-time $250, and then the setup fee is a one-time $99, and then you won't owe any monthly until they get you approved. So if it's even, you know, whatever, if it's 8 weeks out, you wouldn't start your minimum monthly until they have you set up and approved. Making sense
okay.
So far?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, so the guarantee portion to the consumer, in addition to the insurance that you carry, Google offers up to $2,000 in insurance to the consumer who uses you. So it's not like it's probably very often used, but it's there, so it gives that extra sense of comfort, I guess, is maybe a good way to put it.
Okay.
Now, so Google Guaranteed and the First Page Map are two separate programs, two separate areas. So what do you think of the Google Guaranteed so far? Is it something that would benefit you to have them calling you directly without being filtered and screened?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it'll work out.
All right. Okay. Well, you definitely qualify. So if you want to go ahead with that, I'd love to go ahead and get you set up.
Okay.
Okay. And then, so we should probably talk about the MAP programming too, because that's going to be really beneficial for you. So the MAP programming, it is a separate animal. And what we can do there, we'll program you so that you appear in that MAP section on the first page. And then we'll tie your Facebook to it, which I found your Facebook. Nice job on that too. Very nice. You bet. In fact, I'll give you a like while I'm here. Give you a little boost.
Thank you.
You bet. You bet. So in addition to getting you out on Google, we'll get you out on Facebook too. And I don't know, have you had many people come to you for work through Facebook yet?
I don't think any. No, not at all.
Okay, all right. It's probably just a matter of not being seen. Post-pandemic, it's a couple of kind of cool things that have come out of it. Facebook has become really good for small and local businesses. After the pandemic, or even during, people were trying extra hard and still are to keep their spending dollars local. So they started going onto Facebook and using the marketplace more and more to search for local goods and services. And of course, Facebook didn't miss a beat. They made it much better for the business as well. So advertising on Facebook is super inexpensive, but really powerful. Are there areas, Doug, that around Bonita Springs that you would like to hit more of or get into that you haven't been able to get into, neighborhoods or?
I mean, yeah, I service anywhere in Lee and Collier County.
Okay, perfect. So what we'll do with Facebook, the other neat thing, we can really target in on your perfect demographic. So if your average home buyer is of a certain age or if there's a certain income range that would make them a good candidate for you, we can, inside Facebook, we can go in and drill in and target pretty precisely those exact clients. So your ads aren't showing in front of the clients that you maybe don't want or aren't going to buy your services. I know every once in a while with people say, yeah, I'm not going to do an inspection. Unfortunately, I think they're crazy. But so let me get you pricing on the map section in the Facebook feature. Now, a website rebuild is not included in the Google Guaranteed, but it is included in the map programming. So the one I've got my husband on is our Platinum, and that includes the Facebook, the Google Map section, as well as website. We did his website for him, too. Because you're under 5 years, I can actually apply a nice credit for you. So let me take a look. So now our pricing is on a month-to-month basis, meaning we don't lock you into a contract. We don't believe in it. We believe in doing a good job at our job in order to keep you as a client. So we don't do contracts. It's month to month. And pricing is on a flat rate. So there are no click fees or call fees, surcharges. We don't even add taxes to it. So let me see what we've got for retail here. So normal retail, and then I'm going to get you off of retail. I've got a couple codes I'll throw in. So normal retail would be $5.99 a month with a one-time $2.99 setup. But your credits get you down to $3.49 a month and then a one-time $99. So that shaved a whole bunch off of there. So the $99 is a one-time only, and then you'll never see or hear from it ever again. So then it is just that flat $3.49 a month, and on a month-to-month basis, it'll never be more than that. That's probably not even the cost of an inspection, is it?
No.
Awesome. Well, and let me tell you, on Facebook, so we buy, that includes, I should say, $100 every month in Facebook ads, which is a lot. I'll show you how. The clicks, the charge for the clicks, that's what I'm trying to say, range between 5 and 50 cents each. So with $100 at 50 cents each, worst case, it could be, you know, a couple hundred new leads just off of Facebook alone. So super cheap, and you don't have to pay anything extra for that.
Okay.
All right. So, Doug, you're definitely a great fit for either or both areas, both listings, either the Google Guaranteed or the map section with Facebook. We can do both. You make a great fit for both. I would love to help you with both and help you grow your business. Sounds like something that you're up for, too. Want to do this?
Yeah, I can say that. I think it's pretty good. Yeah.
All right, awesome. Let me grab this listing. I'm going to close down Home Inspector for Bonita Springs. I don't want anybody else calling out on it.
All right.
I was glad Tara found you, too. So our listing's open in the morning, and then our team starts calling the area looking for a company that's actually qualified for the listing. And we've talked to a few folks this morning, but they turned out that they weren't qualified. So I was glad to hear that you were. All right, Doug, so we're going to get some info. I want to go through spellings, phone numbers. I want to make sure we've got everything 100%. We don't want any inaccurate info going out. So first name, is that short for Douglas, or is it?
Yeah, that's short for Douglas.
Okay. And then, Doug, I don't need the digits yet. I will in a couple of minutes. But on the credit card that you're using today, does your middle initial appear?
It does.
Okay. What's your middle initial?
S.
S. All right. And, Doug, what's your last name, please?
Carnegie.
C-A-R-N-E-G-I-E. All right. Perfect. And what's your email address?
It's CarnegieDoug@yahoo.com.
It's an easy one.
Yeah.
All right. And then 239-440-2528, I assume, is cell phone.
Yes.
Perfect. And is that also your business line?
It is.
Okay, awesome. Let me update that. And then I'm going to send you a couple of emails. The first one, they're both informational. The first one is on that dashboard and analytics that you can log into to see clicks and calls. All right, that one's on its way. And then the second one, I'm going to send over, there will be a third now that I think about it. All right, so the second one is going to be your platinum package for the Facebook and the map. Let me make sure I've got that right. It's a stock email, so I need to adjust it down with your discounts in there. There we go. And I did mention, Doug, you're locked in for life at the $349. It's not a promo rate that's going to go up later. So even when you're no longer new in business, it'll still be at that rate.
Okay.
All right. Fill in a couple blanks on my end here. And then your cell is probably best number to reach you at.
Yes.
Okay. And Doug, are you bilingual by chance?
I do speak decent Spanish, yeah. Not perfect,
okay.
But I can try pretty good.
Would you want it highlighted in your information, like on your Google Business profile, on your website, as bilingual?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Put that in here. You might as well, if you can flaunt it, I say flaunt it.
Yeah.
And that's definitely flauntable. All right. So under services, we're going to say home inspections, of course. We're going to say floor plan inspections. And I'm going to spell that two different ways. Our techs would probably do this anyway, but I'm going to spell it out. And I'm going to use the number 4. And you do mold testing, air quality testing.
Yeah, we like to call it indoor air quality testing for legal reasons.
What? Say that again.
We like to refer to it as indoor air quality testing. We don't like to say mold until the laboratory says there's mold.
Gotcha. Okay. So indoor air quality testing. All right.
Yeah.
And then you mentioned wind mitigation?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And any other services that we didn't go through already that we can put on here?
Yeah, wood destroying organism inspection.
Ah, yes. Okay, got it. Any others you can think of?
That's it for now.
Okay.
Home inspections, yeah. Mitigations, 4 points, and wood destroying organisms and indoor air quality.
Okay. Now, are you InterNACHI or are you NACHI?
I'm InterNACHI.
Okay. Only way to go. So I'm going to say InterNACHI certified.
Yeah.
And do you use any of InterNACHI's, trying to think of my husband's, I used to help him in his business. Now he's got a secretary, so I can do my thing. Trying to think of how we worded it. It's a buyback program. Some of their little ancillary programs, do you use any of those?
No, I'm not using any of their ancillary programs, but I have, to keep my membership, I have to do continuing education, and I had to do all kinds of tests and everything to get certified with them, but I'm not using any of their programs.
Okay, no worries. I just thought if you were, we could list them, but if you're not, we won't worry about it. And then just keep in mind, too, Doug, later on down the road when you add on radon or if you add any other services, let us know because we'll make those adjustments in your programming and in your keywording so that those show up, too. And same goes if you decide, I've had it with mold testing. I don't want to do it anymore. I don't know why, but and you don't offer the service anymore. Same thing. Just let us know and we can change it for you. Or you'll be able to go in and change the appearance on the website, too, but for any back-end programming. And then for your Google business profile, we want to update it then, too. All right. So, Doug, the next thing we need to do is set you up with your onboarding call. And I actually need to set you up with two. One for Google Guaranteed. It's a separate department, separate set of specialists. And then one for your map and Facebook. So let me take a look. So Monday, would it be good for you? So we block out an hour for each call. Typically only takes about a half hour or less. Would it work better for you to have them back-to-back if we could?
Yeah, that's fine. As long as it's after, anytime after 3, I'm usually free in the afternoon.
Okay, after 3. So, perfect. Let's see. So we could do 4 and 5 or 5 and 6 on Monday.
Okay.
Does that one of those work?
5 and 6 would probably be better.
Okay, 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock. All right. Let's see. Get you on that one. So what I'm doing now is I'm building your calendar appointment so that it'll hold your slots. As soon as I get that built, I'm going to send a copy of it to you and then I'll have you hit the little yes button in there.
Okay.
There we go. There we are. You mentioned that you had been working for a bigger company. Must have been doing home inspections there, too.
Say that again?
You mentioned that you had been working for a bigger company. Were you doing home inspections there, too?
Oh, yeah, home inspection and indoor air quality testing and radon and all that other stuff, yeah.
Nice. So you had all kinds of experience before you went out on your own. That's great.
Yeah.
All right. We grant this here. So we're going Monday. I have to put your appointment in 3 different places. A couple of our systems just don't like talking together now that we're all remote. Okay, there we go. All right, so Doug, I've got one email on its way to you. The subject line on this one is local / CIE, and that'll be a calendar invite. Let me know if that one makes it through to you.
Yeah, I just got it.
Perfect. All right. So if you could open that up, there should be a yes, no, maybe option. If you go ahead and hit the yes, that'll hold your appointment for us. Perfect. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. I'll make another note here. I can't believe how far into September we are already. It seems like August just ended.
Yeah, time flies, that's for sure.
Oh, my gosh, it does. How many inspections can you fit in a day, Doug?
Realistically, I like to do 2, but I could do as many as 4 or 5. It depends on what type they are, too. Some of them, you know, the other ones, the wind mitigations and 4 points, they don't take as much time. And
so, oh,
yeah,
okay.
So,
wow.
You know, I could push it and do 6 if I had to. But
Wow. You would be worn out, I think, by the end of the day.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, my goodness.
But I still come home and do reports, so.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, so now for a company name, I've got Beam 2 Block Home Inspections. Is there an Inc. or LLC that should appear behind there at all, Doug?
There's LLC is going to go back.
All right. And then are you at 10181 Georgia Street, Bonita Springs?
Yes, I am.
Perfect. Update that. And I'm going to put a note on here for our tech, too. So some of what I'm taking in, well, everything I'm taking in, is going to go over to your tech. But some of it is instructions for them. So we do need a Google Business Profile, and I'm answering that it is a home address, I would assume, right?
Yeah.
Yep, that's what I thought. All right, and then we're going to leave it unpublished, if I can spell. There we go. We nor Google want the rest of the world to know exactly where you live. So we simply omit the street address. You still get verified. Everything works like it normally would. The PIN is in the map. It's just that they don't know what street exactly and what, of course, street number. So I'll have them omit that. And then I'm grabbing your Facebook page link also. So that our tech has got that, and then they can go over the Facebook info with you, too. All right, and we're going to build your website over for you.
All right.
And then we'll put it back on that same domain, so you won't have to have business cards reprinted, nothing. We'll just put it right back where it is.
Well, good.
I'm going to grab that link for our tech, too. And then I would assume you do want us to track the calls and clicks, right?
Please, yeah.
Okay, awesome. So I'm going to send you a text and more info. This is on that tracking app. It's just a link for you. There we go. And skim through here quick and make sure I got everything so far. Okay, so there's another item that's completely optional, but it's already included in our packages. It's our Splash app. So it's an app that you download from the Play Store, and it installs on your existing cell phone. You don't need a separate phone. The app itself has its own call tracking number, so phone number that you can dial out on or receive calls in on right through the app on your phone. And if you want, you can record the calls. So, you know, for example, if somebody calls for another home inspection, you're right in the middle of one and you can't get away to write everything down, whatever, you've got your hands full. You can record that call and then you can go back and grab, you know, their realtor name and their address and all the other info you need, square footage, so that you don't have to go call them and ask them to give it back to you again. What else is in there? As you add employees on, as you grow, you have a phone number for each of your employees as well. You can turn it off anytime you need to. So guy quits, you want to cut off his number for the company, just let us know and it's off in an instant. Is that something that you'd be interested in, Doug?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I hope so. It is a really cool app. And you seem tech savvy enough that you'll understand it. Some of these old guys just don't get the tech. It's really hard for them.
Yeah, I do what I can, but I also have a friend who's like a computer genius who really helps me anytime I have any IT issues at work.
So. Oh, nice. That's awesome. That's awesome. That's always helpful. I know I'm not a tech head. I mean, I can use most technologies, but I can't program. I wouldn't have any idea. So I'm glad we have techs that are really, really good at it. All right. I'm going to grab your zip over here, too. Oh, and Doug, I did send you another text. That one is an application for the Splash app. It's technically still in beta. I think it must be about near the end, but they do still have openings, so I don't see why you would be turned down for it, but they want to gather some info from you and, of course, make sure that you don't mind letting us know if you have bugs and problems. So that app or application, I texted to you.
Okay.
So that should be there. Update that. Okay. Now let's deciding how to write both of these. All right. Tell you what, we're gonna make this a little easier on both of us. We're gonna set up the map section, and then we'll go back into your account and we'll add in and do the Google Guaranteed. That'll make it a lot easier. I was thinking about combining the two. I'll still grab those same times and everything for you. All right, and then I owe you a couple of texts yet too. So the first one I'm going to send over, or next one I should say, is my direct contact information. I am the lead on your account, so if you ever have any problems, let me know. If I can't fix it or help you myself, I'll get you to who can. And our team has been amazing. I had a gentleman the other day thought we weren't doing something, so he called angry. Not real angry, he wasn't yelling. But he let it be known he wasn't happy. And before I even got off the phone with him, I had flagged our tech and she was calling him and getting it fixed already. So it was pretty, pretty cool how the tag off worked. They were right there and ready. All right. Did the text make it to you?
That's great. I think I had a couple come in. Let's see.
Good. The calendar updated. They're probably there. I just wanted to make sure.
No, I don't think so. Not yet.
Really? You didn't just get two texts? Wow. Let me try sending them again.
No, but I just got a text from someone else. Angie's list, maybe, but I don't see a text from you.
Hmm. No, Larry. Let's see. What do we got wrong here? So 239-440-2528, right?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. It should work. Let's try again. So I'm going to send my contact info. That one's coming first. Oh, I wonder. It might have... Does your phone, if it flags it as spam, even if it's a text, does it kick it out of your inbox, so to speak?
Oh, here we go. I think I just... No, I have it now. I got yours.
Ah, perfect. All right. And then the next one I'll send over is our customer service department contact. That's where you'll be able to reach your technician.
Okay.
And then I owe you these other ones because it didn't go. You didn't happen to get the one for the Splash app or for the call tracking, did you?
No, I don't think so. Okay. I just got the one from you.
Wow, that's weird. So there's one more, and so this will make two more on the way after that first one with my contact info. Did those go through, I hope?
Yeah, one. Well, I got one that says call tracking info. Yeah, logo flag.
Perfect. Awesome. Awesome. All right, and the next one is Splash app application. All right. And then in addition to Bonita Springs, you wanted to cover, remind me again, what were the two counties?
Lee and Collier.
And Lee is L-E-E.
Yeah, and Collier is C-O-L-L-I-E-R.
Perfect. All right. And Doug, do you prefer that we contact you by phone, text, or email, or any of the above too?
Yeah, any of the above is fine.
All right. And then what do you want to show as your business hours on your Google business profile on your website?
Well, basically, 7 days a week, like 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. I'll take calls. You know, sometimes I do inspections on Sundays, but I'll take calls anytime.
Okay. You are one busy guy.
Oh, yeah.
And then do you want any payment integration on your website? If so, if you use, I know Venmo and Cash App and PayPal we support. Square, I don't remember. If it's something that you want, though, if you have another payment acceptance method, I can put it in here.
I was trying to get, just be able to take credit cards on that Wix site.
Okay. I'm just going to tell, I'm going to say yes. We need help with which app. So I put that note in here for our tech. They'll know better than I would which apps we already support, with, you know, which ones would be good to go with. They'll probably have better knowledge, too, about how each of the apps might work for you. So I'm going to leave that for them because they'll do more justice to that than I will. And if you decide you don't want payment integration, it's nothing for us to scrap it. So I'm going to put it for a yes and then to chat with you about it.
Okay.
All right. That looks good. I'm going to set up your subscription. I think we've got all the emails and everything where they belong and text. Well, I'm doing this, too. I'll go through timeline with you. So the one, I'm setting up your map and Facebook first. And it has a different timeline than the Google Guaranteed. So I'll run through that timeline with you quick too while I set up your subscription. So if we call today day zero, the day we set you up, between now and day seven, your reporting dashboard will come online, and we'll also get you out to all of the directories, the pertinent ones anyway, Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce. There are up to about 60 different destinations that we get you out to. So we'll be linking your website out there. And so that's all 0 to 7. And then 0 to 14, your new website will come online. We'll have your Facebook ads running. And then by about day 30 to 45, your listing should be on the first page in the map section. So really quick, industry standard is 6 to 9 months to get you on first page, and we do it at lightning speed, industry compared. All right, Doug, I've got your subscription set up. Does the company name also appear on your card, or just your first and last and middle initial, I guess, too?
I'm pretty sure all of the above.
Okay. Grab the company name, drop it in, and then phone number, so your cell phone, and then your address, 10181 Georgia Street is where that card goes.
Yes.
Your billing. Okay, sorry. All right. And then Visa, Master, MX, or Discover?
Yes, Visa.
So, all right. I'm ready for those digits when you are.
So are you ready? You want me to make the payments right now?
Yes. Yep. We're ready.
So it looks like I got $349 and then $250 plus $99, so it's about $700.
It's about right, $349 plus $99, and then, yes, $250 plus $99. So what I'll do, I'm going to run them through as two separate items just because of the setup and the different onboarding departments. So right now, I'm just running the $349 plus $99, and then we'll go right back in and we'll set up the Google Guaranteed. All right?
Okay.
All right.
So
I'm ready.
The number?
I am.
Okay. 4013-8800-01-0124-1159.
All right. And then the expiration.
The expiration is 0324.
They moved everything, didn't they? I think they moved everything to the back. And then the security code, please, Doug.
400.
All right. Update that, and I'll put that through. Here we go. Okay, so, well, it thinks there's going to be another email on the way. It's taking its time. There it goes. So this one, well, actually, there'll be two on the way. The one you want is Local Splash Initial Invoice. And I'm actually going to read that to you. So I'm just going to walk you through the clicks and the typing, and then I'll read it to you. It's actually recorded.
Well, yeah, I got it right here. Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Yep, perfect. So about four sentences down, click here to accept.
Okay.
And then scroll all the way down. There's one box to check, and then it'll ask you to type your name just as it appears, caps where they belong, no periods.
Okay.
Let me know when you got that. And then it'll take you to a login screen if we did everything right.
Yeah, I got it. Confirm the signature.
Perfect. All right.
That's yep. Because I didn't put my middle initial.
Oh, kicked it back on you. Oh, I better check our time too. Heads up. Our phone system, it's a goofy little glitch. If our line is open for more than 60 minutes, it kicks us off. I think it thinks that there's no way people could talk that long. But, we've got about 10. You did. Okay. Fantastic. Fantastic. Let me check it. Make sure it updated. So in about 10 minutes, it's going to kick us off. So I think what we'll do will be less than that to get you finished up, on the voice verification and the setup for the map. And then we'll disconnect. I'll dial you right back and we'll do the Google guarantee. So, the voice verification is required of us as Google for our channel partners. It is recorded and attached to your file as an added form of protection for you. So in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Beam to Block Home Inspections.
Thank you. And please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Douglas Carnegie, and I'm the owner of the business.
And are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
I am authorized.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your non-contractual agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged on today's date, September 16th, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of, get back over there, $448, the breakout of which is $349 for your first month, and a one-time $99 setup fee. Going forward, your flat monthly rate is $349, to which there are no added taxes, click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind. Excuse my dogs. Obviously, I work from home. All right. thank you. That rest of that line I had memorized. I had to get back here. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the 16th of every month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue the agreement for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Fantastic. Thank you. You are all set, Doug, on the first part. So, we've only got 7 minutes left and we'll get kicked off. So just to make sure we've got enough time, we'll hang up. I'll dial you back and we'll get the Google guarantee set up quick. Sound good?
Sounds good.
All right. Talk to you in a minute.
Okay.